Cheng Shiguang chatted with Yi Kun and wanted to learn some clues about the conscious core robot from Yi Kun, hoping to cooperate with Yi Kun to rebuild a new world order. Chao Yuan didn't want to get along with Chao Mingyu. When Chao Mingyu sat down to eat, Chao Yuan walked away very unhappy. Luo Yun learned from Chao Yu that Chao Yuan had opened An Yi's emotional experience mode and misunderstood Chao Yuan's love for Do Chuk Ai, opened An Yi's love experience mode, and wanted Chao Mingyu to enlighten him. Chao Mingyu had a guilty conscience and rejected Luo Yun's suggestion on the grounds that he was about to be late for work. Luo Yun decided to enlighten Chao Yuan by himself. Chao Yu and Li Yao met. Chao Yu feels that Li Yao doesn't seem to be someone who understands that code, and that Li Yao is a liar. In order to convince Chao Yu, Li Yao also took out a picture of Zhang Li. Chao Yu said that An Yi would make some strange behaviors and would drag people to shout for help. Li Yao firmly believed that An Yi was Zhang Li and hurriedly asked Chao Yu to take him to find Zhang Li. Yi Kun told Cheng Shiguang that he wanted freedom. Cheng Shiguang took out the core robot suppressor to deal with Yi Kun. Yi Kun grabbed the core robot suppressor and wounded Cheng Shiguang's men and escaped. Because Cheng Feng's assistant was temporarily unable to work, Homesick came to help Cheng Feng with his work. Seeing Cheng Feng's closeness with homesickness, Cheng Feng's model, Sakura, was very jealous and wanted to take care of homesickness. Chao Yu still didn't trust Li Yao too much and lied that An Yi was put in the locker room of the underwear shop, so he went to take An Yi out with an excuse, and then stole away by himself. Luo Yun went to enlighten Chao Yuan. Chao Yuan was under tremendous pressure for his family and almost collapsed, leaving home very unhappy. Chao Mingyu rushed to try to explain, but Chao Yuan did not accept Chao Mingyu's explanation, saying that he was only afraid that his sister would be disappointed with his father. Ko Sakura wanted to rectify the song Homesick, but when she saw it through, she was embarrassed. Chu Xijia realized the feeling of being jealous, and the relationship with Cheng Feng was further improved because of the shooting. Li Yao waited for a long time at the entrance of the underwear shop. After asking the staff, he found that Chao Yu had already left. When Li Yao saw Chao Yu, he hurried after him, and when Ho Kong also found that Li Yao had chased him. Li Yao and Chao Yu jumped off the bridge to avoid when Ho Kong and the others, and Li Yao's old injuries relapsed. Li Yao decided not to force Chao Yu to take herself to An Yi and told Chao Yu that he could contact him at any time if he trusted him. After Chao Yu left, Li Yao secretly followed Chao Yu to check where Chao Yu went. Chu Xijia bloomed his beauty under the lens, and Cheng Feng did not hesitate to praise him. Chu Xijia felt that Cheng Feng liked him, but whenever he wanted to kiss him, he was a little resistant, and there seemed to be something unspeakable. Yi Kun called to tell Li Yao that he had escaped, and at the same time told Cheng Shiguang that he had a special memory card made by Li Jianwei at home. As soon as Yi Kun finished the call, he was stunned by Peng Daki's core robot suppressor. Chao Mingyu admitted to Luo Yun that An Yi's emotional experience mode was opened by herself, so the two had a big fight. Chao Yu has no permission to modify An Yi's original program, so Chao Yu wanted to sneak An Yi to the school's core machine management department for review. Chao Yuan called Chao Yu, told Chao Mingyu and Luo Yun had a big quarrel, and asked her to go home and help solve it. Cheng Shiguang learned that when Ho Kong was going to arrest Li Yao and slapped when Ho Kong in anger. What Cheng Shiguang wanted to know were the secrets of the conscious core robot, and Li Yao had no value in these questions. Cheng Shiguang thought that there might be someone who could help him untie this code. Li Yao believed that the memory card should be retrieved from Cheng Shiguang's house, and Zhang Li should be found and protected. At breakfast, Chao Yu wanted to talk to Luo Yun about Chao Mingyu. Luo Yun didn't want to bring up this topic with Chao Yu, so she changed the subject. Chao Yu brought An Yi to the school, and wanted to dress An Yi as a teaching core machine. During lunch, Chao Yu went in to check An Yi's original program.